The Red Apple might look like just another grocery store in an old strip mall, at least when you drive by, but it's at the heart of the Central District and the African-American community that once dominated this neighborhood. Vulcan has big plans for the spot, but they may not include the Red Apple.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How about you?
Good.
Beautiful.
Edward Winston used to work just up the street from the Red Apple at the bakery. Now he drives here to shop. It's 11 miles from his place in Tukwila. Winston says a lot of people are very loyal to this store.
Right, we are. I mean, I don't know why they're taking it out of here, but hey, that's not on me. That's on them. Great people work here. And we have a good rapport with all of them because that's the type of people that they got working here. And that's beautiful.
Okay, my name is Michael Moss. I'm the store director at the Promenade Red Apple.
Michael Moss has worked with Red Apple 25 years. As he shows me around the store, customers wave to him. Customers like Bama Chester and Patsy Tyler.
Can I say I love shopping at Red Apple?
Red Apple's a local chain, and it gives its managers a lot of discretion over what they stock in each store.
We carry pig ears year-round, pig tails, pig feet, any part of the pig that you can eat.
Red Apple got everything.
Yes.
Safeway, UFC. Ain't none of them got what Red Apple got.
We've actually even carried some very unique items. We carried chicken skin, which you like, chicken skin. I don't understand what chicken skin, but if you think about it, a lot of people love the skin of the chicken. They don't really want the whole chicken. That's the kind of way we set up the store 25 years ago, and the way we've always kept it that way. We didn't really get caught up in the gentrification of the neighborhood. We want everybody to be able to buy what they want, but we don't want to exclude that one customer.
Now, those customers are upset.
And I don't know why y'all let Paul Allen buy y'all out.
Yeah.
Paul Allen ass. He could have did some mess with that money.
We at Vulcan pride ourselves on listening to the community.
That's Ada Healy, head of Vulcan Real Estate, Paul Allen's company. Here's what Healy sees when she looks at a bird's eye view of the property.
Well, I see a lot of parking lots.
Vulcan has a pitch for this neighborhood. This place could be so much more. There could be up to 1,000 people living here, enjoying each other's company on busy sidewalks.
Real estate is all about people, and creating a great place for people is going to create a great real estate project. One of the keys in terms of thinking about this 23rd and Jackson project is the tide is going to lift all ships.
When I first heard that they were buying it, that was a big concern for me, that it was going to totally change the face of our neighborhood.
That's Lois Martin. She says right now, her neighborhood is dominated by small, scrappy businesses, many owned by African Americans. There's been a lot of change over here, but some minority-owned businesses are still hanging on. Like the business she runs, Community Day Center for Children, is just a few blocks from Red Apple. It's a business her mom started in 1963, and it's still in the same spot. But the kids have changed over the years. They used to be mostly black. Now they represent all races and colors. The kids mob her as she comes in the door.
You don't have pockets on your shirt?
No.
Well, but I bet you have pockets on something else. Do you have pockets anywhere else?
This is what made me become involved in the community work. It's I'm thinking about my students and what type of Seattle I want them to live in.
But I appreciate you offering to hold it for me. Put it in my pocket now.
Okay. Martin and a group of neighborhood activists pushed Vulcan to think about the retail spaces at 23rd and Jackson in a new way. Developers usually want big tenants who can fill a lot of space. It makes leasing that space simple. But Martin says that way of doing business excludes small businesses.
You know, it has to be someplace that's affordable so that they can make a profit.
Martin's group pushed Vulcan to create smaller retail spaces so that community businesses, including minority-owned businesses, could grow there. That way, the people who actually live in the Central District could benefit from the money new tenants would bring to 23rd and Jackson.
And if we don't make those spaces available in these new developments, then we're going to lose that important part of the fabric of our community.
Vulcan listened. They're going to line Jackson Street with spaces for small, even tiny businesses. It's one of many gestures Vulcan has made to the community. Other gestures: a little affordable housing, a meeting space the community can actually use, African-inspired ornamentation. These gestures have built goodwill. Here's a typical comment at a public meeting.
I think Vulcan has done
Amazing job. I'm really excited.
But Lois Martin isn't completely won over. There's space for a grocery store, but Vulcan hasn't promised to bring the red apple back, and that has her concern.
I just think about some of the cashiers. My son is 25. They've watched him grow up.
And so she has this question for Vulcan.
Are you really open to hearing the voice of the community? Or is it lip service?
Back at the Red Apple, Michael Moss is philosophical about possibly being displaced.
Well, you know, honestly, we've had conversations with the ownership, and, you know, it's no one's at fault. You know, Paul Allen's a businessman. He came in, he saw an opportunity.
A new development has to get higher rents to pay its own costs. Moss says Red Apple probably can't pay those rents, and it wouldn't be wise to try.
We don't want to end up having to, you know, be here for a year and then go out of business.
And so it seems likely the grocer will leave sometime in the next year.
That's going to be a big change for the community, but, you know, we've had a good time serving, serving our community.
The employees would move to another store about a mile south. That's closer to where so many of their customers have already moved. In the Central District, I'm Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.
Thank you, ma'am.
Don't forget to change.